This podcast has been brought to you by Sophie and Tegan.
Hi, I'm Tegan.
And I'm Sophie.
In this podcast, we will talk about the impact that Israel has on climate change.
And what they're doing about it. Well, we should get right into this, shouldn't we?
Yeah, so after the Six-Day War, the population of Israel increased. Everything has multiplied, but nothing has been done to counteract the climate crisis.
So wait, what does this mean, like, for Israel, for everything?
Well, I guess when a population increases, everything kind of goes up. Like, more land has to be cleared for building houses, and more energy needs to be made to fuel cars, and more cars need to be made. So, in some places, like I said, cars are a problem. The Israel government has always favored cars rather than public transportation because it costs a lot of money to have, like, good public transportation with, like, buses, and you gotta, like, pay for the buses and then pay the people who drive the buses around. And then another reason that cars are a problem is because Israel does have, like, more environmentally friendly, like, gases available for people to use with their cars, but no one has educated people, like, about the more environmentally friendly fuel for their cars, so nobody uses it. And in Israel, as of 2016, 5,977 barrels of oil were produced per day, and that's also bad because all that oil is non-renewable, and it has to be processed by oil refinery factories, which pollutes the environment. And then in other places, SO2 is a big problem. SO2 is sulfur dioxide, and sulfur dioxide is really bad because it can irritate human skin, eyes, nose, throat, and lungs. And it's produced from burning fossil fuels and mineral ores. And you can imagine that having sulfur dioxide or any chemical that irritates, like, humans, eyes, skin, nose, throat, and lungs, like, that's not
horrible.
Yeah, it's not good. One last thing about SO2 is that in the 1980s, Haifa, which is a city in Israel, and I don't think I'm pronouncing the name right, had four times more than the allowable amount of SO2 in the air.
So we've heard a little bit about what is going on with climate change in Israel, but what are they doing about it in Israel? Well, that's a great question. And here's a few things. They are part of the Paris Agreement, which is an agreement to stop climate change, bringing down greenhouse gases like that SO2 you were talking about. They also have been managing rangelands to prevent overgrazing, which helps not as badify some of the effects of climate change. They also plant trees to prevent things like desertification.
What's desertification?
Desertification is what it sounds like. So things becoming deserts because the soil isn't as wet or as good and it's running out of nutrients. It also helps preserve natural lands, and the trees just eat up those greenhouse gases and help us a lot. And also, another fun fact about Israel is that 74% of the population is Jewish. And did you know that Jews literally have a holiday called Tu Shvat, which celebrates trees? I mean, it's amazing.
That sounds very cool.
And I mean, there's so much more they're doing about it, but that's pretty much what they're doing. Thank you for listening to our podcast about Israel and climate change.
I hope that this podcast has helped you realize how harmful climate change is to Earth and humans.
And that the planet needs your help too. And as Smokey the Bear always said, only you can stop climate change. Oh, wait.
You are listening to How is Israel Affected by Climate Change? And what are they doing about it?
By Sophie Martyr and Tegan Allen.